Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Don't forget thepowerhour.com.
A lot of people do.
They do. They go, wait a minute, what is this?
Yeah,
this is
a lot of people do. What?
This is a porn site. What is this?
Exactly.
You know, or whatever. Who knows where it goes? You know how that goes. Anyway, it is great to be with you. A lot of news. We've got 30 minutes for news. Uncle Kevin's here, as you can hear. Oh, that was a play on words, too.
It was. Very good.
Matthew Pfeiffer, REM sleep. It's been a long time since we've had REM sleep back. He had to not change the formula, but redo the formula, make it easier to swallow, new batch. Productions up, what have you. We're real excited to have him on. Wayne Elliott will pop in, probably. Ooh, say a few words.
We love Wayne.
And Deborah Tavares at the end of the day today. Yeah, she's going to
be
here at 12 noon?
Big day.
Central, 12 noon Central.
Big day.
Yeah, it's good. Deborah's always, heavy information, but we're going to try to smooth it out and try to get through some different things. She's a wealth of information,
she
has done, how she's reverse engineered this.
Yep.
You know, for 5-10 years, she's been screaming this, and pretty much everything she said has been accurate.
Yep.
So if anybody wants to say Deborah Tavares is wrong or a nut, just go back and look over the last decade of what she said and what has happened up until now, and you'll say, oh, well, she's either incredibly lucky or maybe she's on to something.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
She did her homework. That's what she did.
She did something. And so we're going to have her on. So we'll get to the news. Breaking story. This is kind of odd. We'll get it. The Russian government is resigning Putin after his State of the Nation address. Very odd. There's a lot going on with Mike Flynn. But we're going to start. No, maybe we'll start with Mike Flynn. There's a lot going on with the old NAFTA agreement, the so-called USMCA, US-Mexico-Canada agreement. There's a lot to go with that. We'll get into that. Let's start with Mike Flynn. This is a big, massive story. We have been saying, not us, just us, but a lot of people have been saying for a long time, the Department of Justice rotten as rotten can be. It is malicious. It is controlled by, they say leftists. I don't want to use that word anymore. Socialist, communist.
Socialist. The commies.
Communists. Communists, controlled by communists, globalist communists, yep, who are hell-bent on really bending the whole fabric of our society.
Yep.
That's pretty obvious by now.
Yep.
Mike Flynn, as you know, was caught in a perjury trap. He did not even know, as the interview yesterday with Daphne Brock.
Yeah.
Great interview. A little hard to understand her sometimes, her accent and her cell phone, but we're going to have a YouTube up. You can share that. Mike Flynn didn't even know he was being investigated. The FBI just brought him in to talk to him under kind of false pretenses.
I think they even told him, you don't have to bring your lawyer. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about bringing your lawyer.
It's an informal...
that's against the law. So anything he should have said should have not been accessible to the court immediately.
Immediately.
That's obviously a biased, malicious trick.
Yeah.
You know,
can't be doing that.
Department of Justice is not there to try to trick somebody. All they're trying to do is to enforce the law. And so if they find somebody breaking the law, then enforce it. If they don't, then just let it go.
Exonerate,
right. That's not what they're doing. So they tricked him into that. They got him in basically like Jerome Corsi. On September 18th, you said that you ate Domino's pizza. And here on last week, you said it was Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah.
You lied. You lied to the FBI. Okay.
We got you.
All right, that may have worked for Rick Gates. You're right. You heard the trick. But here's what they did with Flynn.
Yeah.
This is what we're finding. This is massive. They changed his testimony.
Absolutely.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They had his testimony written down, then they erased it and changed it. So when he came back and said the same thing he said before, now it differed.
Oh, it's different here on the pay. The thing
you lied
6 months ago.
Yeah, you lied.
And who remembers stuff 6 months ago?
Well,
all of a sudden your
thing.
Wheels are start turning. Got you all messed up.
Right. They changed it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that he even contradicted himself.
No.
They changed it.
Yeah.
So this is obviously the textbook definition of malicious prosecution.
Yep.
This is fraud. This
fraud
is a felony. This is all kinds of felonies. Flynn is now moving to report it. Devin Nunes was on Fox last night. I like Devin Nunes. Do you like him?
Yeah.
I like listening to him. I don't know that much about him, but at least listening to him, he sounds like he's got a halfway head on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. He comes out and explains it, at least from what I've heard. I don't know. I don't know him very well, but isn't he from California? How's that even possible, right?
Yeah.
See, I told you there are good people in California. Anyway, my sister-in-law lives in California.
Well, I don't know about that. put her on the line.
TBD. Yeah. To be determined. Anyway, so he's going to move to withdraw his
plea.
His guilty plea. Because they basically...
They lied to him.
Here's what they said. You either sign this deal, or we're going to bankrupt you. You go to court,
or
we're
going to...
Right. So that's what they did. So he says, oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll sign.
You're going to be going to jail for 20 years.
Right. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
It's like, dude, like, you think, oh, well, the court system's just fine. And if you just stay out of trouble, there'll be no... No. And it was becoming... This is more important as we go forward, because round pegs and square holes, they're going to want to hit them down even more.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
huge story though. I mean, this is another crack in their dam.
Huge.
Another crack.
Right,
in their
but let's
dam.
See, you know, we got all these people going to jail. Let's see the person who changed this. Somebody needs to just about swing from a gallow for this.
I agree.
Are you kidding me? This is beyond malicious. I mean, this is textbook malicious. This is Anyway, I didn't see the interview with his attorney.
I did.
Okay, so tell me what did you get out of that?
Well, she just said basically what you said. They changed his, it wasn't that he misspoke. They changed it. And, they're going from, you know, a plea deal to going after these people. She was hot under the collar, and she's going after.
Who interviewed? Was this Laura Ingraham? Or
I can't remember who.
Okay. So what was your takeaway from it?
That, he's going to rescind his plea, and then, they're going to sue the Justice Department.
Does she feel like something actually they're going to find somebody and put and go after them?
No, she didn't say anything like that. We're just going to go after those people because what they do is they shouldn't be doing it to anybody, and we're going to stop them.
Now, I'm not quite sure how that works. Did she say anything about? So what does this mean? Does this mean Mike Flynn is suing the Justice Department as a whole? He's going to get his case dismissed. Obviously, his case has got to be dismissed.
First, yeah.
I mean, that's just the basics. The case needs to be dismissed.
Yeah.
And then from there, so is the Justice Department going to double down because this is such a...
Could be. Yeah, they could. Yeah, when does the Justice Department lose, you know? So, I don't know.
Well, they may have to sacrifice. They may have to just let this one go. Because it sounds like the evidence. I mean, she was pretty. No, I didn't hear her, no. But Devin Nunez got up and was pretty adamant that appears that's what happened.
Oh, and a lot of a couple hours later, you know, you hear these lawyers talking about it. How, oh man, if that's true, they, you know, the people are going to jail. There's, you know, there ain't
well, let's see if somebody goes to jail.
Yeah.
Does this mean that he's going to get a big fat check from the Department of Justice for damages? Is that what it means?
He's going to regain all his money plus.
I hope so.
I hope so too. You know what? Those lawyers in Washington, they charge, you know, $50,000 an hour or something like that. You can go
a little
through,
much. They probably charge $1,000 an hour, but not $50,000.
No.
Yeah, they charge $1,000 an hour.
Yeah, more than that.
No.
It's hard to go through $1 million, and there's a lot of people going through $1 million real
quick.
Well,
they just keep the Department of Justice just keeps them spinning.
Yeah.
Anyway, you talk about a racket. It's all set up. You have to be a certain level of lawyer and a certain, you can't even, you know, you won't even get your case heard right, if you're not from a certain law firm there.
Right.
So for you, you gotta be a certain, I mean, I can't say absolute certainty, but you know how it goes, ladies and gentlemen, but basically.
Wasn't it the Supreme Court, years ago said that, all these states would, their, motor vehicle and stuff is racketeering?
With their what?
The motor vehicle, you know, collecting the.
I don't. That's in the. You're switching. You're switching gears like 100%. We got a lot of news. Let's move on. The USMCA. Now, a lot of people are starting to talk about this. I've kind of waited to say anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say a lot today, or probably we probably won't talk about this much. But
because I didn't know those guys were still singing.
We singing who?
YMCA.
the what's the name of the band?
Village People.
The Village People, right. The USMCA. Did I say YMCA?
I don't know. It sounded like that.
USMCA, US-Mexico-Canada Agreement. This is the next step, next generation of NAFTA. I can remember the videos of the people in Texas there in the 90s when they started at county commissioner meetings, what have you, and they got maps of Texas and America, the North American corridor, and they're presenting this plan. And these people in this meeting going ape. I mean, just going nuts. I can remember that from the 90s. And so basically NAFTA got shut down in the 90s in America, more or less. I mean, it got watered down and it kind of
tamped
down. Well,
they had that toll road, remember?
Yeah.
It went right up the middle, and the tolls didn't go to anybody in America.
Well, and it was state property. It was the people's property. Then they're going to, you can't put a toll on property it's already paid for.
Right.
I mean, different.
And they did, and it was a foreign entity.
And foreign entity,
collecting the money,
yes.
And people shut it down.
It was a road, basically, so Mexico could bring their cheap stuff
right up to Canada.
Welcome. Just come right in, right in the main vein of the United States. Here's some things about this proposed USMCA. And again, this is going to flesh out as we go. Now, also think about, as soon as the Iran bomb happened, obviously we're shocked. We're thinking about possible World War III. We're thinking about the implications. How is Israel involved? How is Iran involved? What's the truth? What's blah, 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 right?
It's hard to feather things out.
The next thought that came to my mind is, okay, if they're doing this, what are they hiding? What are they covering up? Okay, the impeachment was going on. Are they trying to draw attention from that? Maybe. The stock market, the repo market, all the money flooding in, are they trying to cut? Maybe. You know what they really might be doing? Is covering up the USMCA agreements.
Yeah.
Here's part of the agreement as of right now. As far as I can tell, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is in flux and there's a lot going on. So
right. This
is just what here's chapter 26, article 30.1 of chapter 30 says this. That was confusing. Article 30.1 of chapter 30. Okay. The parties hereby establish a free trade commission composed of government representatives of each party at the level of ministers or their designees. These government representatives will be appointed by the governments of the member countries. Okay, what does that mean? They're not elected.
Yeah.
It means this is corporate takeover. It means this is complete corporate takeover of the decisions here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the United Nations. Anyway, go ahead.
It's like our senators used to be appointed.
Well, they're appointed by the people.
Right.
No different. Appointed by the people is different than appointed by some bureaucracy, by ministers. According to Article 30.2, the Free Trade Commission, now this commission that then is then appointed, not elected, appointed, is empowered to A, consider matters relating to the implementation or operation of this agreement. Okay, let me translate this for you.
We're going to rip you off as much as possible.
Well, let me really translate. What that's saying is we will decide what this agreement means.
Yeah.
We will decide what the parts of this and how we're going to enforce this agreement.
And how we're going to enforce it, yeah.
B, consider proposals.
And if you piss us off, forget about it.
B, consider proposals to amend or modify this agreement. So now once it's approved, once initial agreement is approved, even though you could love the initial agreement, right?
We can change it.
We can change it.
Right. At a whim.
Supervise the work of committees, working groups, and other subsidiary bodies. Consider ways to further enhance trade and investment between the parties. That can mean
anything.
That can mean anything.
Wide open.
We don't, you know what that can mean? You know what? Arizona, you're growing way too many cactuses.
That's right.
And it's hurting the people in Mexico because their cactuses aren't as big as yours.
That's right.
So we need to help this area because these people need help. You know, we decided that these poor people in this cactus growing area need help. So that we're going to make a decision that the cactuses in Arizona have to all be cut down so that we can help these because we're going to help it's going to help overall trade.
Yeah.
This is literally what this is saying, ladies and gentlemen. You think this is far? No. That's exactly what this is saying.
It's written open-ended.
Adopt and update the rules. You've seen it with the EU. See, people say, well, that's lunacy. You've seen this with the EU. The EU
absolutely.
Will favor, no, we need to, you can't trade this at this region because it's affecting this region
that's
and
right.
it's da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da. Not only your sovereignty to make a decision, but just your economic sovereignty.
There's no free trade over there.
Adopt and update the rules of procedure and code of conduct. Code of conduct, you know what that means?
What I say or you're in trouble.
Right. Your county commissioners, they're working against this.
Right.
And
they got to go.
You got to pay a fine.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay a fine now because you're going against this and getting the people upset. That's affecting our trade.
Yeah.
You're affecting Mexico. Now, so now Mexico sues the county of whatever county, USA,
for damages.
USA County, America, for damages because they're organizing and passing resolutions where they're not going to support this and they don't want these officials, quote unquote, in their county. So then Mexico now sues because of this agreement because they can't get their goods into this little county. So they sue this little county into oblivion in some court that's appointed by somebody and not elected by the people of the United States of America. This is exactly what this is saying.
Yeah.
Review the roster established under Article 31.A, blah, 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 every 3 years and when appropriate constitute a new roster. Again, this is literally... You sign it. I don't care how good this is. If you got these couple points right in here, we'll make it whatever we want.
Right, exactly.
And then it had this article it has some descriptions of what this means, and I've basically told you what this means, or at least generally what people are all. I mean, I'm not breaking any new news story here. Nope. This is generally what people are saying. This, and we've seen this with the EU. President Trump. His phone number, you can call him, 202-456-1111, 202-456-1111, or 456-1414. Your senators are 202-224-3121, 224-3121. Please call them, and in a stern but semi-polite voice, tell them that we do not want any trade agreements at all with Mexico.
Correct.
Tell them that, and then they'll work backwards from there.
There you go.
We'll start back.
And they do listen to you, so call.
Well, we'll see.
Call 50 times.
They didn't listen when it comes to banks. They might listen to this.
Yeah, they might.
Entire Russian government resigns after Putin's State of Nation address. It's developing. From RT, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has announced that the entire government is resigning in a surprise statement released shortly after President Vladimir Putin delivered his annual State of the Nation address. Accepting the resignation, Putin thanked the ministers for their hard work and asked them to function as a caretaker government until a new one can be formed. Okay, this is big news.
Mm-hmm.
We heard Daniel Estlin talk about that Putin is surrounded by traitors just like Trump is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what he said.
That the IMF and everything is controlling. It's not like he can go out and do things because then the IMF will crush him and that the bureaucracy and whatever. Right. Are we seeing that this bureaucracy is breaking?
It looks like
is
it.
Is this a...
Yeah, he's getting rid of them. Politely.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
We need that. Daniel's going to be here in a couple days.
Yeah, publicly.
We're going to ask him.
Yeah.
Putin also proposed multiple amendments to Russia's constitution, though I get nervous when I hear that. His proposals would entail substantial changes in as well as to the entire balance of power, the power of the executive and the power of the legislator, power of the judiciary. So what is he's going more toward a dictatorship? Is that what's going on? So he can try to crack a few eggs over there?
Maybe it's needed.
Well, it's that when you snatch what's needed is the will of the people take their rightful place. That's what's needed. Medvedev became prime minister in 2012 after serving 4 years as president. He currently heads the ruling United Russia Party. This is developing, and we're going to keep track of this. Daniel Liston will be here in the end of this week, and this will be the first thing pretty much that I ask him.
Oh, yeah.
If I can get a word in before he
before
he goes off on something important.
I'm surprised you didn't call him ahead of time.
I should have.
Yeah.
I should have. But 2 days, we're going to definitely talk to him. Pelosi names impeachment managers. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has appointed a team of 7 House Democrats to serve as prosecutors in the impeachment trial. Is that how that works?
I don't think so. I never heard that before. She makes stuff up as she goes.
Do you want to guess who is on this panel of prosecutors from the House?
Yeah, the guy with the bulgy eyes.
Adam Schiff, number
Adam
one.
Schiff.
Ding, 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 ding. Adam Schiff, number one.
I think he's going to be leading the prosecutor.
Adam Schiff, number one. Jerry Nadler. Zoe Lofgren, I don't know, from California. You want to know where all these people are? God, California, New York, Colorado, Florida, and Texas, where the 7 people are from. California, New York, Colorado, Florida, and Texas. What is at stake here is the Constitution of the United States. This is what an impeachment is about. You're right, Nancy. That is what is at stake, the Constitution, and you have violated it.
Yeah, you violated it. You know nothing about the Constitution. You probably haven't even read it. McConnell probably doesn't even know there's 10 amendments.
McConnell makes case. Yeah, I'd like to ask her that question. How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
I bet she doesn't know it.
McConnell makes case for Trump acquittal ahead of trial. I think there's a very strong case, extremely strong.
Oh, I would, yeah.
That there's no due process here,
exactly.
So that this is done from the beginning. Prosecution is done from the beginning.
Done.
1,000 Honduran migrants preparing now or preparing new U.S. bound caravan. Close to 1,000 people have gathered in Honduras City, forming a migrant caravan that will soon head for the United States. You got a story about the Trump's administration is now.
Yeah, the U.S. Is deporting migrants deep into the Mexico. No longer they're just throwing them out of the country so they can sneak back in. They're putting them on planes and flying them 1,500 miles into Mexico.
Where to Ecuador?
Yeah,
to Colombia.
Yeah, and dropping them in the center of Mexico. No more of this. Throw them out, and you know. 3 days later, they're back in, you know?
Senate Democrats vow to force a vote on Pentagon funds transfers for border wall. This is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You want to talk about law? You want to talk about the Constitution? What branch has authority over the border, Kev?
President.
The executive branch.
Yeah.
This is all settled in the Constitution. Anybody knows anything about this?
Anything.
This is clear, 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 clear. The executive has been given by the Constitution and congressional authority has been given pretty much complete autonomy over the border.
And he
over who comes in, who doesn't come in, whatever.
If he wants to do something, he goes to Congress, and Congress got to give him the money to do it because he's the head of it.
The money, he could use it for defense.
Yeah.
The defense money. He said, this is part of our defense.
Yeah.
That's one of the things they do in the Constitution, or supposed to. This contractor says he can build border wall faster and cheaper than the government can. Not faster and cheaper than we can.
No, it would have been done. Everybody be drinking pina coladas and sunning themselves.
Jeff Bezos is trying to appease the people in India because he wants to take over India like they've taken over America. Well, all their markets there, they're not so keen on that.
No.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Pfeiffer on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End Is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Very excited to have our next guest on. It's been a while for a variety of reasons. We're new formula, getting a new supply, all that. When you're a small company and doing like this, things like this take time. It's not snapping of fingers. But we're very happy to be involved with Matthew Pfeiffer, Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer, actually. He has a doctorate in clinical psychology. I'll let him tell the background, but basically he's working with people, and one of the biggest problems people have in general across the board is sleep. What is sleep? Why is it important? And why does REM sleep work so well on it? All these things and so much more in this interview. Matthew, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Sleep. Everybody needs it. It seems like most people don't get good sleep. Generally, what's going on, specifically in America? Why are we not getting good sleep?
Generally speaking, it's because we're a first world country. The sleep problem that exists in the United States, it's similar in the European Union, Australia, China, places like that. And it's because we're overstimulated. We're often not getting enough sleep. We're looking at our phones for long periods of time before we go to bed at night. We may be drinking alcohol and using tobacco products. There's a number of reasons that we're not getting enough sleep. It can also be a nutritional deficiency. Maybe your body's not getting enough vitamins, enough minerals, things like that. So for you to get a good night's rest, one of the most important aspects of that is having the right nutrition. So I developed this REM sleep aid from a nutritional psychology point of view, and it corrects any nutritional or chemical imbalances in the brain that could be causing you to get poor or inhibited sleep. So it's just vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs, and it's specifically tailored for the first world lifestyle. So if you drink alcohol or tobacco products, or you don't have the best diet, or there's a lot of stress in your life, your body's probably not going to have enough magnesium, vitamin C, melatonin, serotonin in your brain, for example, to process good sleep appropriately. So this product, in a variety of ways, corrects a number of imbalances and deficiencies, even on the first dose. So if you take it the first night, it doesn't take, you know, weeks or days to kick in. The first evening, you can expect to have a really great night's sleep because your body is being delivered these important nutrients right at the time of sleep that's necessary to help you fall into a REM sleep.
Awesome. Sleep is such, it's almost a mystery in a lot of ways. And people say, well, you know, I'm tired. I didn't get sleep. I'll make it up next day. What happens in good sleep? What happens in our cycle? And then how important is that?
Well, there's, four, general stages of sleep. Personally speaking, I think that the fourth stage or REM sleep cycle is the most important. It's called rapid eye movement. And that's the stage of sleep that you're in the deepest, sleep. Your eyes, if someone's looking at you, they may be blinking quickly. There's what's called rapid eye movement. It means that you're dreaming. It's a deep stage of sleep, and it's during that stage of sleep that your body's healing occurs. It's when your chemicals in your brain, are brought back to balance. It's when your muscles are healing. It's when you're getting that quality rest that you feel when you wake up in the morning. You feel, wow, I feel really well rested. I got a really great night's sleep. Well, that's because you got REM sleep the night before, and it also means that your body had what it needed to work with to get into that stage of REM sleep. And so that REM sleep is very important for all aspects of healing in your body, both mentally and physically.
What happens if you're not, you know, let's say you stay asleep or you're kind of asleep. Sometimes you don't even realize if you're awake or not. You know what I mean? You stay in bed 8 hours a day. I was asleep. You think you're asleep, but you don't realize didn't get into this REM sleep mode. But say you had that eight hours of sleep. What do the other stages do? What are you missing out? So say I didn't get to REM sleep. What is that going to do to me?
Well, if it only happens, you know, occasionally or a night here or there, it's not terrible. It's just going to mean your next day at work or your next day and whatever you're doing, you're going to be a little bit tired. You're going to be a little bit slow. But if it happens consistently, that's where your body's going to start to experience a gradual decline because you need consistent good sleep to maintain consistent good health. And so if you're not getting that, you're eventually going to decline. And it's important to get your body back into that mode as quickly as possible.
I've heard that if you say, you know, you're at a night, you know, you had an emergency, whatever, you basically have to stay up all night for whatever reason, that it takes your body a month or maybe months even to then make up for that. What do you know about that? Is that true?
Not exactly. It's what you call like a sleep debt or a sleep deficit. It's like, let's say you lose, you know, 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night for maybe, let's say, 3 weeks. Then does that mean for the next 3 weeks you need to sleep 11 or 12 hours a night to make it up? No, that's not, that isn't actually how it works. Your body needs some additional sleep for a certain amount of time to make up for a long time sleep debt, but you don't have to sleep the exact same hours you didn't get that you need to make it up, which is a blessing because if that were the case, no one would ever catch up on their sleep because all of us have had sleep debt at some time. And to catch up on it in most cases would actually be impossible. So what you want to do in that instance, if you've had sleep debt or deficit, is make time to get good sleep. If you feel sleepy during the day and you have time and it permits, take a nap, allow your body to regenerate and go back to its homeostasis as quickly as possible. But you will need some extra sleep for some time to get back to normal, but it's not an equivalent. And that's very fortunate. And I've done quite a bit of research on it recently.
Okay. So let's say somebody, I would venture to guess, and you would know better than me, obviously. So I'm asking you, I would venture to guess that most people that are having problems with sleep deficiency don't even realize that sleep deficiency is their problem. Would that probably be true?
That is definitely true. You know, for whatever reason, people are not aware of the importance of sleep. I think all people know to some degree that if you don't get a good night's rest, the next day you're probably going to be tired. Everyone knows that good sleep equates to better energy. Poor sleep equates to poor energy. But if a person's getting, let's say, an hour less sleep a night that they should, and they don't really know it, they may in fact be unaware that their lack of sleep is causing the problem because they think they're getting enough. So Some people will say, oh, I only need 4, 5, 6 hours to get by. That's very, very rare. Studies have been done, and there are some people that can get by with that. But 99% of people need at least 7.2 hours of sleep a night, preferably 8. That's why we always still get 8 hours of sleep. It's on the safe side. But you really need to get a minimum of 7 to 7.5 hours of good sleep every night, unless you're someone like Bill Clinton. I think he's one of the only people who's been verified that can get less than that and still maintain good health.
You got me thinking about Bill Clinton now. sleep. So some people can't get away with 4 hours or 5 hours. They just have that natural inclination. But 7 hours, again, there's a difference between sleep, right? I mean, you can have 7 hours of good sleep. You go through all the cycles, or you can have 7 hours of restless sleep and you still can wake up tired. And you say, well, I slept 7 hours or 8 hours. What's the problem? Is that true?
Yeah, the problem is you're not getting as much REM sleep as you need. People need different amounts of REM sleep, but each of our bodies are designed to want to operate in a way that we are always at our own homeostasis. So some people need different amounts of REM sleep. But if your body has the right nutrition, if you go to bed at the right time, if you allow yourself to have the right amount of time to accomplish this sleep, your body is supposed to go in its own mode to make that happen. And so with regard to the REM sleep tablet, the purpose behind that is not only to correct a deficiency, chemical imbalance and nutritional, it's to give your body what it needs to do what it's designed to do and to have the normal 4 stages of sleep and the correct amount of time spent in each stage of sleep. That's why when you do get a great night's rest, it's not that you tried anything while you were sleeping. You just laid down, you fell asleep, and your body did it on its own. So if you wake up in the morning and you feel great, it's because your body was designed to do it. It did it on its own, and it also did it as a consequence that you gave your body what it needed to do it on its own. So a lot of people don't have a sleep problem, and that's great. That's probably because they have a good diet. They go to bed when they're supposed to. They get up at the right time. They're not abusing substances. Their relationships are generally good, and there's a lot of people that function normally without a sleep aid. And then there's other people who, for whatever reason, have fell victim to first world lifestyle, so I'll just put it at that, and they need a little help, a little nutritional help. And so, again, that's what this sleep aid is designed to do from a natural perspective. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs, everything that your body needs. It's just in a higher quantity, a higher dose, concentrated to help fix problems quickly, safely, and efficiently.
I love products that help people to do something naturally, or the product helps their body to do what it was designed to do. I love products like that. That's one of the reasons we love REM sleep. Is it true that the sleep you get before midnight is worth more than the sleep after midnight? And if that is true, then why? It seems odd.
You know, that's a great question. My dad has beaten that idea into my head ever since I was 5 or 6 years old. I think that it's generally true. I have done research on it. I have not found definitive results that that's true. Personally speaking, when I do get sleep before midnight and sleep after midnight, I have found that the sleep before midnight, for whatever reason, seems to do more than the sleep after midnight. But some people, based on their work schedule, it's impossible to go to bed at 10 or 11 at night. You may get off at 10 or 11 and come home and not go to bed till 1 or 2. So I don't want to leave any listener feeling discouraged that, oh, well, I can't get to bed before 12, so I'm just, you know, destined and doomed to never getting the right night's sleep. I think as long as you get your 8 hours and you're getting your REM sleep, that's the most important thing. And if you are one of the lucky people that can go to bed before midnight and maybe get an hour or two before midnight, that's even better. But to maintain good health, it's not absolutely necessary. It just may be a little more challenging. So yeah, if you go to bed before midnight, do it.
Why? Yeah, I know some people who work graveyard shift. I mean, they'll tell me, hey, I switched to graveyard shift for 6 months, and it was the worst 6 months of my life. I was always tired, you know, or whatever. They just keep, their body could never get right about it. And I think some people deal with that. Anyway, the proof is in the pudding with so many of the products over the Powerball, and just like the REM sleep. You've improved the formula, which is very good, made it easier to swallow. But before we even did this, Wayne, you know, everybody knows Wayne Elliott. Strauss Heart Drops, of course. He's scheduled to come on next week. We have him waiting on the line. We're going to bring him in because Wayne learned about this product, and you know how Wayne is. He lives in Canada, but he's from Missouri at heart. He wants to show me, and that's what he does with products. Wayne, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, Daniel. Hi, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing today?
Always well. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, very good. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you've dealt with, obviously, a ton with Strauss, with the heart drops, with all the Strauss products, a ton of natural things, and you've gone through a certain process. You heard about this REM sleep. You immediately thought of somebody that you knew that had a problem, and you basically went on a mini study of your own to get experiences. So tell a little bit about that process.
Well, I actually had a great, almost a half a day on the telephone with Dr. Pfeiffer months ago, who gave me some great knowledge explained to me in layman's terms. And what I've done really, as you know, Daniel, in the past almost 20 years, I don't know, 18 years since I was actually with Strauss as a distributor, I became natural health advocate, I guess. And what I've done ever since those days is started with, of course, the Strauss products when I was involved directly with them. But ever since, when I hear of something great like Dr. Pfeiffer's REM sleep formula, I and God bless my sons, they've always supported this, wanting to help people, and have afforded me the ability to buy products like Dr. Pfeiffer's REM sleep and help other people. So as soon as I talked to Dr. Pfeiffer, I got a hold of some of the REM sleep, and I had some people in mind. I wished I'd had it when my mom was alive 2 years ago, because she suffered from lack of sleep. And I could tell you that right today now, and Dr. Pfeiffer told me that in his experience, the REM sleep was effective for 95% of people. And I can tell you on my own little, I've done this on, I don't know how many products over the years, but when I did my own little study, that so far is with 23 people, 22 are sleeping like a baby. And the one lady, I actually met with the lady yesterday who it did not seem to help, one out of 23. That I provided it to. I learned yesterday she has some other issues, and I had a couple of products that would, I thought, do her good, and I suggested another to her, and I won't be surprised then if she doesn't sleep well as well taking Dr. Pfeiffer's REM sleep. The other people ranged from the first is a dear friend, former U.S. Army captain in the Army, who was in the skirmish in Bosnia, I guess 25 or so years ago, and has suffered the post-traumatic stress disorder ever since, and basically just not slept well at all. And this, he's become a dear friend of mine, and when I met him, he had deep black circles and bags under his eyes, and he told me that, you know, he doesn't sleep, and I'm still shocked, really, because I never heard this from anyone else. He was taking three different opioids, one pill for post-traumatic stress disorder, and one pill for sleeping, a pharmaceutical. He was taking these pills at night just to be able to get some sleep. And, you know, I just couldn't believe it when he told me the three separate opioids. I mean, wow. And I'm pleased to tell you today that his name's Glenn, that he takes the pill, whatever it is, for post-traumatic stress disorder, and no opioids, and Dr. Pfeiffer's REM sleep, and I'll tell you, Daniel, within a couple of weeks, the black sacs disappeared, his skin went to the same color as the rest of the skin on his face, no darkness, said he has slept like he hasn't slept since before that war that I guess was so traumatic for him, the things he saw. And he looks like $1 million today. I see him quite regularly. He lives nearby me. And so he was maybe the worst example, or the hardest person having trouble with sleep. And the others, I don't know the cause of their not being able to sleep, but it's 22 out of 23 are sleeping like they've never slept before. And
wow.
So I got to give you credit, Dr. Pfeiffer. You got a heck of a formula there. And I bought some more of it, and I'm going to, you know, do what I do. Anybody who I learn has trouble, provide them with some and help them. I mean, it's changed these people's lives. My oldest son is 42, and he thought, I myself have been a guy who sleeps 5 hours a night, and I know it's not enough, and I was listening to you guys for a few minutes, and I'm going to stop watching the TV late at night when I'm done work and go to bed instead of falling asleep in the chair, and I'm going to get myself to bed before midnight, most nights anyway. But my son Dylan, he took to believing it was normal. He's a real sports enthusiast and studies it in the newspapers and all and the results. And his lifestyle was going to bed by 8:30 or 9 at night, if not earlier, and getting up between 2 and 2:30 and studying the papers and stuff till his job started at 7. And he took the sleep formula, and he told me, Dad, this is going to change my life. I didn't know my body wanted 7 and 8 hours sleep. And so since he started on Dr. Pfeiffer's REM sleep, he is sleeping full nights like they say you should. So you know what I'm going to do, fellas? I'm going to take it next. And, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, obviously, because I've always, when I cheated to get more hours out of a day, I take it out of sleep time. And, you know, I'm lucky that I don't know what extent it's hurt me, but anyway, I'm going to take it now, and maybe I ought to be getting 7 or 8 hours a night too.
We're anxious to hear that.
Pfeiffer, you really hit the nail on the head with this formula, and it outperformed in my little study so far. It outperformed what you said it would, and boy, there's some grateful. I got 22 pretty grateful people here for that formula, Doc.
Very
well,
good.
I appreciate your kind words. I'll say this to you guys and your listeners. I ultimately designed the formula for myself. That was the first idea because I've always been interested in nutrition. And when you go to a nutrition store like Vitamin Shop, GNC, Walgreens, CVS, you're going to see tons of vitamin supplements there. And, you know, all of them have the ingredients in them that they say they do. They're fine products in and of themselves. But the problem is every product has only one to three ingredients. And so when I was trying to treat my own sleep problem, I'd try this one and it wouldn't work. I'd try that one, it'd work a little bit, but then it would have this side effect. And I was picking all these different pills and mixing and matching. And I thought, you know what? I know what my body needs because I've studied psychology. I have my doctorate, but there's not a product out there to actually fix my problem. It's just they want to fix the symptom. They don't want to fix the root cause of the problem, which is why I made my product. So I'm not just wanting to make you get a good night's sleep. I want to help fix the problem in your body that's preventing you from getting a good night's sleep. So then your body can get good night's sleep on its own. And so that's the essence of the pill. It's not going to cause you to have a good night's sleep. It's going to allow you to have a good night's sleep by fixing chemical and nutritional imbalances and deficiencies in your body. So that's how I came up with the formula, and it's worked perfect since I came out with it. But I did research for about 4 to 5 years before I decided on my formula. So a lot of time and care and effort was taken into the ingredient list, the amount of each ingredient, and I think that's ultimately why it works so well. It's just the amount of time and education and research that I put into the product.
We got about...
Well, you know something, Dr. Pfeiffer, exactly, and what you just said, you just mirrored the words of Jim Strauss Sr., that it doesn't make you sleep better. See, all the Strauss products that they've made over the last 300 years, they got to the root of the problem. They just didn't deal with the symptoms. In other words, you know, unlike some of the pharmaceuticals that you take some pills for blood pressure, let's say, and yes, it may help you lower those numbers, but it doesn't seem to do anything to fix whatever the problem is, your heart or your kidneys, because I've never heard of a soul getting off pharmaceuticals where the doctor said, you know, like my mom, Mrs. Elliott, you know, your blood pressure numbers are normal, you can stop this. I've never heard that ever happening. So, and what I also learned about the sleep market, Dr. Pfeiffer, is this. I have many acquaintances and friends in the natural health business from over all the years, and you meet the very nicest people I've found in these businesses that really care about people. But here's what many of them told me, Dr. Pfeiffer, and I think this is why your formula is so incredible and effective. What I've been told by retailers is this, that there's a lot of sleep formulas on the market, and most of them work. The downside is they work for a very limited length of time. And so the people will come back into the stores apparently and say, this isn't helping me anymore. They'll go on another formula, which may then again help them for a month or two or three. And then I'm told they aren't effective anymore. And so, you know, what I'm believing so far, because I think my friend Glenn, I know he was the first, but I think that's 6 months ago now, Doc, since I got some of your REM sleep. And he just, you know, hasn't been a blip. He sleeps like a baby every night, and so do the other folks. I try and stay in touch with people when I do this with them and provide them with something. So for my money, I'm not, if I was a betting man, I'm going to bet that your formula keeps working and goes to the, as you said, goes to the problem areas to fix the problem and not just treat the symptom of not getting enough sleep. And I think that's how you created this magic on this formula. That's my
idea. And then I want to say one thing about what
we got
Wayne
about.
Said.
We got about a minute and a half. We got about a minute and a half. So go ahead.
Wayne said that there was one, a person he tested it on and it didn't work for them because there were some other underlying conditions going on. And I want to say to the listeners, if you have a sleep problem and my product doesn't work for you, which is unlikely, but if it does not work, it probably means that there's another medical condition that's occurring and that needs to be treated by a doctor. Because again, this corrects all nutritional and chemical imbalances in the brain. But if something else is going on medically, like high blood pressure, diabetes, or if you're taking other drugs like morphine and hydrocodone, it can be limiting the effects of the nutraceutical.
Fellas, it's an absolute pleasure to be with you. REM Sleep. Look, if you just don't feel quite right and you're not sure what it is, look, try a bottle. We got it on sale over at the Power Mall now, and watch what a difference a good night's sleep for a month will do for you. Just watch. God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.